Eric, since you're down there in the Tampa St. Pete area, just down the street a little bit over to Lando, where you guys have the Kush House, apparently, and this is not coming from Tennessee, but all media reports, credible media, suggests that Josh Heupel is the new head coach at Tennessee. You're in Florida. Your thoughts on that supposed hire?
Man, what a great move for UCF. I mean, for Tennessee to come in problem, but pay them for it. If I was a UCF fan, I'd be so happy right now, knowing that you're going to have a little bit extra cash after you upgrade your head coaching hire. Like, it's beautiful. Tony Elliott, come on down. We got loads of cash from Tennessee to hire your favorite assistants. I think it was a great move by UCF. Bravo to them. I think the program will turn around soon.
So you and your folks weren't high on Heupel when he had the job at UCF those 3 years.
I mean, year one was okay. Year two, they started slipping. And then year three was the wheels almost came off. He ended up getting it together there and righting the ship and all that. But, like, if you're looking at the three-year trend going on 4 and maybe 5, 6 years of Josh Heupel at UCF, where's it going?
Right. Right.
Don't get me wrong. UCF is a great job. Better facilities than USF. Coach O'Leary did a great job back 12, 15 years now of getting UCF lined up for big-time college football by building the state's first indoor practice facility. If you remember, UCF had the first indoor facility in the state of Florida.
Right.
Since then, they built a football facility, the dorms, everything's right there. It's an easy sell for recruits. There's a main international airport right there. You can recruit the whole country. It's not a bad place to live. I think that job's going to be highly sought after now that it's on the market, allegedly. Supposedly.
I don't know. You might not have said this, but it might have slipped by me. Are you suggesting that Tony Elliott would be their target?
I mean, that's who I would target. I don't
right.
know. I'm not, that's no inside sort of. I'm watching the news this morning with you, trying to keep one eye on that and one eye on the stock market this morning. But Tennessee, I'm not saying this is an awful hire for Tennessee. What I'm saying is Josh Heupel at UCF, I'm more so talking about it from the UCF perspective, but it just wasn't working out there. Like, for whatever reason, I don't believe that year 4 and 5 were going to be better than year 1 and 2.
Do you – And you're in Florida. Do you feel like your words here represent most of the consensus regarding Heupel among UCF faithful?
You got to remember how beloved Scott Frost was when he left UCF. And,
right.
and I'm not a UCF grad. I'm not, a UCF fan. I live in Tampa, USF country, not Orlando. But I have friends that are UCF alum, and they gave Heupel the benefit of the doubt when he arrived. I don't think anybody was upset that Josh Heupel got the job, but he wasn't Scott Frost to them. Scott Frost was beloved. They had a connection with him. He brought the program, back from the brink. Heupel was never that guy endeared to the fan base like that. So I just don't think that they're going to miss him.
Alan from Tampa, obviously a big Seminole fan. He says, ask Berg about the Arizona quarterback.
Nico Markiel, four-star quarterback out of Arizona. He made unofficial visits to UF last Wednesday and Florida State on Friday. He has a top four that consists of Arizona State, Florida State, and Rutgers. And he put out a tweet on Monday coming off these visits saying big news coming. I talked to some sources close to the recruitment. I believe he's making a commitment this weekend, and I think it's going to be to Florida State, Bill. I put my crystal ball in back in June. So Knowles 24/7 members have long known about Nico Markiel and where he stands with FSU. I didn't know exactly when he was going to make his commitment. Figured it'd be to sometime this spring, but it looks like he'll be doing it this weekend. We'll have full coverage on the site. That would be a big pickup for Florida State and really get 2022 recruiting going before the 2021 class ends.
So legitimate momentum for Florida State right now, whether it be transfer portal or recruiting, would that be fair?
Yeah, they're doing their thing. You know, Mike Norvell and these guys have laid the groundwork. Nico is a prospect that Mike Norvell and Kenny Dillingham offered back in March of last year. Back in February. So right after the staff was compiled, they offered, I think it was three quarterbacks, and Nico was one of them, MJ Morris out of Georgia being another. And you know, they've stayed on Nico. So this isn't like, you know, I wouldn't just say this is momentum. I would say this is part of the plan. You know, this was one of the guys Mike Norvell identified early on as a 2022 guy that he wanted. And, you know, here in his first full off season of recruiting, he's going to land it. Well, I think he's going to land him. So we'll see. I want to give FSU more credit than just momentum.
Jim and Jupiter, ask Josh if Florida State can get an offensive tackle in the transfer portal.
Oh, my fingers are crossed, Bill. I don't know. Right now, you know, I put out a report, I think on Sunday on the site, saying that I confirmed that Florida State was not active with Jameer Johnson, who's leaving Tennessee. I know they reached out to him early on, but I checked to see, and FSU's not going to pursue him. So the Noles are currently not active with any offensive tackle transfer prospect in the portal, but I am told that, you know, between now and even August is when, if a guy becomes available that they like, they'll pursue him. So it's still in the plans, but right now there's not one particular person that I could point to.
Golden Domer with a link here out of Knoxville. Tennessee will introduce Heupel at a press conference today at 12:05 Eastern, Berg, just for you. Just in time for you to tune that in.
Boy, that's you tell me, what is the Tennessee fan base feel about it? I told you what the UCF fan base feels about it.
Here is a quote from Danny White. Quote, we looked at a number of potential candidates. Josh Heupel, who I had the privilege of working with for 3 years, is everything we are looking for. Winning with integrity, history of championships, and the architect of an explosive offense. He's a player's coach, kind of person the student athletes go the extra mile for. I saw that firsthand, and you can see it in his coaching record. So, I mean, I didn't expect Danny White to say anything other than this, but there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hey. Did you guys all feel that when Danny White got the job that it was going to be a package deal like that? Was that even, because I saw the Danny White hire and a lot of people were excited about it, but I didn't really see anybody connecting him to Heupel at the time.
Here's the irony: you hire the Parker search firm, which cost what, probably $100K. And the solution and the answer is the guy down the couple of offices down from you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the point there?
Now, do you think from what I'm hearing, they did not pursue Tony Elliott? Is that correct? Or do you think Tony Elliott turned them down?
I've seen both. And yeah. you, Berg, you've done this a bunch too. The extraneous noise is all noise. You never know how to cut through it, you know?
I think if Tony Elliott was truly offered, he would have taken the job. I don't think it's a first-time head coach. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt was in a similar situation. Tony Elliott has been sitting out there. His name's being whispered about for a head coaching job for the last year, 2 years, seriously, and his name's been buzzing before that. And kind of Pruitt was in the same lane. You know, he was a DC. He kind of topped out as far as what you can do, you know, winning national championships as a coordinator. And then the Tennessee opportunity came around and he was truly offered the job. There's no way Jeremy Pruitt was going to turn it down after nobody was, you know, really sniffing at him. And I feel like Tony Elliott, if he was really offered the job, I think you take that.
Berg, yesterday on the show, I told everybody, watch out for movie theaters, AMC. It was in the 460s.
Yeah.
This morning, pre-market is pushing 22. That was
Bill,
me.
I got
that
in
was me.
Pre-market. I got in pre-market at $9.10.
You're almost, wow. You got, good for you.
Yeah, I got in. So what are we riding this thing to? Where do you think it is?
Have you been watching GameStop?
I'm not playing musical chairs. I don't want to get caught, you know, when the music turns off. I'm too late on that.
So at some point, the music will stop. You're right.
Right.
Better be ready.
So I'm watching from afar on GameStop, but I did get a little foothold in on AMC, and I'm already making 100% profit on that before the market opens. But what's next? What's the next one?
See, this is the Robin Hood effect. They're
right.
They're attacking these stocks. They apparently they have killed off a major fund that's $2 billion now and going to have to declare bankruptcy. This group that's gotten together.
Right.
It's literally war is what they're doing.
and we're just soldiers fighting the war on the good side, right?
Right.
And we're going to make some money while we do it.
I'm willing. I am absolutely.
So what's the
willing.
Next one? Do you know?
No, maybe FUBO, F-U-B-O. That one's got some momentum, but I don't know what their next target is. That's one I like.
No, I think it could be – I heard Bed Bath & Beyond could be the next one. Somebody on our website this morning, I got to look into it, said Genus could be the next one. So I got to try to get there on the ground floor.
Yeah, that's GNUS, which is somewhere in the twos.
Yeah.
Barely.
I bought a little at 160 this morning. But
there you go.
I don't know which is the next one.
Hey, if you've got my number. If you find out, text me. I'll be there.
I got you. Hey, Bill, I guess I'll break it here. Me and Brendan are starting a stock podcast.
Rutrow, that'll be good.
Brendan Sinone and I are starting I think we're going to do it 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings.
Yeah.
Tape it at like 7 a.m. and put it out at 8 a.m. We're just going to talk about like our stocks. We're not necessarily giving tips or anything like that.
Yeah.
We're just going to talk about what we're playing. And have some guests on, some people from Twitter, you. It'll just be a fun little 20-30 minute show every morning.
Big Three Roll Up, you can find it everywhere. They drop every Thursday morning, 24/7 sports, Florida State site. There's the music, Berg. We got to go. Hope AMC goes to like 100 for you, because if it does, it will me too.
All right. Talk to you soon, Bill.
See you, man.